Want to roll dice with your favorite Bad GM? Check out starplaying.games and search for Bad GM Dan. You can join me for some Warhammer Fantasy roleplay, possibly some Pathfinder 2nd Edition, Starfinder 2nd Edition, maybe even some Marvel Multiverse RPG. You know, just like any RPG, the limit is only your imagination. Check out startplaying.games to book me however you want, or join a game that I'm already running. I hope to see you there, and we'll roll some dice together.
The Professional Casual Network has gear. If you're looking to get some sweet merch from Beards, Ears, and Skulls, Grim Podcast, A Perilous Adventure, Arachne, and Infinity Podcast, or a whole lot more, you can check out streamlabs.com/professionalcasualnetwork1/merch. Also, don't go to Built Bar anymore. They're not a sponsor, and they're dead to us, so head over to monumenthobbies.com and use code PROFESSIONALCASUAL at checkout for 5% off every single order you possibly, you know, like, order for, like, paints and board games and stuff. Right? Thanks!
This is Webby from the Grim Podcast of Perilous Adventure. The podcast you're about to listen to is part of the Professional Casual Network. For more podcasts like this, go to professionalcasual.com.
Let's just go. Hopefully we don't get into audience, I just learned what Elf on a Shelf is, and I hate my life now. You should open with that. I just did. Welcome to Gapop. It's time for friends and maybe also Dan to play the games.
That was the music for 293.
There it is. We all heard it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we got a fun super extra special Christmas edition today because this episode comes out on Christmas Day.
I'm wearing my Christmas hat.
Yeah, you are. It's a black knit hat.
Nice.
Hat.
Ben hates Christmas.
It's jealousy is what it is.
You're jealous of Christmas?
Because we tried to do gifts on Hanukkah and everybody's like, bullshit. I call BS on that.
But we got a couple cool things going on. We got gifts.
Whoop! I get gifts finally. Whee!
Woo! And Ben's here in person.
I think you're underselling the fact that I'm wearing my Christmas hat though.
Ben is here in person wearing his Christmas hat.
You can refer to me as Hat Ben for the length of the broadcast.
I'm not going to remember to do that.
Hat Ben is wearing his hat in person.
Yeah.
And this box of awesome stuff was from
Tao.
I thought it was, but I didn't want to say it and be wrong. So first off, there's a ton of awesome snacks. Thank you so much. We're going to eat a bunch of these over the next few recordings, I'm sure. And then we have a bunch of numbered packages with numbers and names on it.
First of all, we've got for the double D's, Dan and Danny, or is that Danny and Dan?
It's Danny and Dangle.
Everybody that's listened to the show for this long knows the answer to that question.
Yes, they do. And it says that this is for the new homeowners, a housewarming and Christmas gift.
Oh, that's so sweet.
That is very nice.
Let's try to figure out which half of it is housewarming and which half of it is Christmas.
Bless our home.
Okay, I'm thinking the bless is the Christmas part and the home is the house part.
I don't know.
Batting 1,000.
I don't know about that one.
There's a box.
Oh my god!
No. No.
Oh yeah.
Put it back down. Put it back down.
What is it?
Show it.
It is a 4-foot tall inflatable Merry Christmas gnome.
Oh, I was just worried that it was an elf.
Why would you do this?
Because it's all about Danny.
It's going in the front yard, baby, and it lights up.
It can go in the backyard.
Energy-efficient LED lights. It's weather resistant.
It can go in Tim's yard.
It's weather resistant, so it can go in the bedroom.
What if you just made a giant gnome garden in the space between the
houses?
For indoor and outdoor use.
Such a generous person.
Thank you, Tao. This makes me so freaking happy.
Let me see this.
No. No.
All right, who's got number two? Moving on.
I've got number two.
Thanks, Tao.
I need everyone to know that Ben has ripped his bag from the side.
It had like a clip on it.
I've done it.
Yep. Ben doesn't know how to do Christmas gifts.
No, he does. That's how you open a present.
You open up the ceremonial 8-foot-tall dreidel.
You spin
it. Oh my gosh! And then you drink from a gigantic stein.
Oh, that's awesome!
Oh, that's a dice tower.
Oh, it's a dice tower.
That's nice. So cool.
Wait. Also a dice tower. I can actually use it as a stein.
I think it's both.
I think it is both.
Oh, nice. Like the handles, the dice handle part.
It's got like that handle,
dude.
That's actually really cool.
Dude,
you remember it's playing both. Mini golf, and you're like, I don't see how it gets through that windmill, but it turns out there's pipes underneath.
Yeah.
Wait, audience, what's it say like on you're it? There with us.
What does it say on
what
it?
What does your card say? Huh?
Is it?
I had a card? Turn? One moment.
No, on the cup, there's type, but I can't read it from here.
Oh, it says, is it still your turn? And it's got a aggrieved skeleton on it, waiting patiently for his turn. Not really patiently. He's
dead,
kind of being pissy about it. But
he waited so long, he died, so. That's really cool.
Was there? I don't think there was a card.
I mean,
if everyone else has a card, I will.
By card, I do mean index card that says over on it, which I assumed means words are on the other side of it.
Oh, I should probably have figured that one out.
Oh, yeah, it does have words on the other side.
We're so smart.
I read, guys.
Got it. I saw this and said to myself that this is for Ben. I'm assuming that was a Charles Mingus reference.
You really love that you're saying it.
What?
Ben is such a gift to everything. What, Ben?
Looks to be a 3D printed dice tower can holder. I'm going to replace that with Stein.
I love it.
I'm going to put mead in it and then mead and be like, tastes like styrofoam mead.
I sent Ben a recipe for mead the other day.
Did you really?
I
didn't get it.
You did. You responded to it.
I don't feel as though this happened.
Yeah, it did.
Uh-huh.
Are you in a time loop?
Back to who's got number four?
Three.
No, this is important.
It's going to take you a minute to find it.
I sent him a thing about how to make a very particular mead, and I said, in case you're looking for something fun for the holidays, and he responded with, this is profane, and I love it.
I forgot about that.
This is profane.
That's really funny.
That's just my auto message.
I have three. It says a little something for the anti-cat lady and something you may enjoy, and of course, it's in a Hello Kitty bag. Why wouldn't it be?
Love it.
So I have, there's so much. We've got
nice
kittens.
Nice game.
Oh, that's cool.
Exploding Kittens Good versus Evil. And some freaking awesome hollow metal dice. These are so cool.
Oh, do they jingle?
Oh my gosh.
They're jingling. Wait, put it in the dice tower.
Put it in the dice stein.
Oh, that is real nice.
I like that sound a lot.
Yeah,
I
do.
Oh my gosh. That tickles all the right parts of my brain.
I gotta do them all. The whole set. It's going in the tower. Oh my god, tower.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell.
That's really awesome. Like, they're actually little bells, too.
Danny legit looks like she needs a cigarette.
Oh my god, she's losing it. I just want to see one up close.
No. Okay.
I'm not going to, throw it behind me like I was going to do with the gnome.
They're so cool. Thank you, Tao.
It's like a cat bell where it jingles so you always know where the cat is. Well, all you know is where Danny is. Yep. I have number four, and my card says, sorry you joined the main podcast recently and are still here.
What?
I don't know. Sorry you joined main podcast recently, still here.
Still here.
I like the lack of clear punctuation on all of the cards.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's one comma. I'm not sure what to do with it. Oh, there's another little note inside, or it's just folded closed. I'm not sure.
Tal put a lot of additional special care in making sure that everything.
Oh, it says, but I give you a small but vicious dog.
Oh!
And the little dice bag has. I missed it entirely. How dare you?
What am I looking at?
I don't know.
Yo, hoist that thing up.
The bag has what I think looks like Tula on the outside, if I'm really honest about it.
So cute.
It's like a little pink hair. It's like a dice bag, I think.
What the hell is that?
I don't know. This says Holly Jolly. Oh, it's
it looks like a metrosexual
dog.
Stewie.
It's a stone dog.
It's a little stone dog.
That's so cute.
Oh, Tao, that's fantastic.
So lovely. Sweet.
If you're not sure what we're talking about, make sure to check out Settling the Southlands.
So you can all cry.
That's so good.
When you hear the reference.
I didn't understand it.
You should go listen to the podcast.
I feel like that's going to take a lot of time.
It will.
My phone's
on. I'm not on it.
My phone's on vibrate. You should turn that off. Okay. I got number five. Mine's in an awesome bluey bag. Mine says, hopefully these will help with the school activity.
Is it a whip?
I bet it has something to do with magic.
Is it two whips?
Oh, maybe the school D&D game you're running?
Oh my god.
Is it Whippets?
Kids do love Whippets.
I can't wait to do this to Tim. It's a Mrs. Bumbleflower commander
hell
deck.
Yeah. Oh, boy. We can bumbleflower the fuck out of other people. I got a bumbleflower too. This is going
to
be great.
This is fantastic. So this deck is known for being awful to play against because it's called a hug deck.
A hug deck.
It says group hug and plus one counters. So like,
wait, what does group hug mean?
So it allows other people to draw cards. So it's like, oh, I'm giving you something nice. And then it screws you.
The commander's all about like, when, hey, you get to draw a card and let's put a plus one counter on your thing.
And then Spider-Man boosters.
Wow. All right.
That's awesome.
What? Thanks so much, Tal.
Dang.
Oh my God.
That's dope as hell.
P.S. I'm they're not excited. For you. They're for school.
That's right.
Yeah. He said the help with the activity. So
Dan
I can
has
just...
no history of taking things that are meant for the children and keeping them for
that's
himself.
That's right.
Absolutely
no.
not.
No. Never. No None. Teacher does that ever.
No.
I really like my new bookshelf.
I'm going to open one pack. We'll just, I'll look for the, what's the rare?
Oh my God. There's
Agent Venom.
Oh, hell yeah.
Nice.
All right.
Very cool. Like thanks so much, Tal. Oh, I got a swarm too.
A little mushroom.
So I'm number 9 and
69. What?
It says, I asked, so here enjoy. I'm told these are assembled.
I asked, so here enjoy.
Oh.
Are they assembled?
I don't know.
Are they the adventures?
It's a bunch of fucking Pokemon cards.
Yo, what?
It's like a bunch of
wow.
like little booster things.
Get ready for 80 Pidgeys.
Oh,
yeah, right?
There's even a single crab in these. I'm going to lose my fucking mind.
Yo, they just call Krabbies and Kinglers.
Hell yeah.
Let's go.
No, wonder, it's all Clefairies.
Or like Beedrill. No, if they're Clefairies, I'll lose my fucking mind.
I want to know what way. He means by assembled. Like, are they...
It's my opinion that...
Beedrill yeah, what...
Are they themed? Because that's totally not a deck.
Yeah, how are Pokemon cards assembled?
Got gumshoes and a Brizong and a Grubbin and a Milarctus and a Capsicum and a Chinchou and a Phanpy and a Ftump.
Ftump.
I know what a Phanpy is.
Milarctus is a cactus.
And a Phanpy is a little elephant.
Yeah, he's
and
super cute.
Arbolaiva.
What?
Arbolaiva.
Arbolaiva.
Thank you for that unclear.
Oh, it's an olive tree.
Oh, okay.
Arbolaiva.
You know, if it's not the first 250, I don't know what they are.
Fair.
So.
They're, yeah, this is fucking dope shit, actually.
I graduated
you,
after Suicune, Entei, and that trio.
I'm playing with these all game.
And not this game? Tim.
What?
Priorities.
Oh, man, thank you so much, Tal. We really, really appreciate it, as well as
these are,
all the
they're
schnackies.
Super thoughtful and super sweet.
Yeah, for real.
I'm going to mix in to my dialogue in this episode every attack that's on these cards. No.
Yes!
So those of you that don't like Tim Shtick, sorry. It's going to happen.
We can't stop it.
Just go to the next episode. Yeah,
just go to the next one.
They're going to lunge out at me for sure.
Oh, good.
But really, you know, super appreciate Tal for also being a King Ding Doppeldonger over at patreon.com/professionalcasual. My brain got stuck there for a second.
A King Ding Doppeldonger. This is the first I'm hearing of this. Can you explain?
Yeah, I went to patreon.com/professionalcasual and joined up at that tier, along with X-Paxis, Iron Maze, and Enmity. And then also big thank you to our professional cake sitters, Dagna, Briar Mage, Cider Drinker, Kilt the Sparky, Quacku, Random Guy, Cliff Jumper, Velicenda, Pagan Prince, David, Handsome Andy, Brooks, Chris Dillard, Cord, Bastion, Bangarang, Dravix, and new Stink one.
Face.
I apologize that I don't know how to pronounce this. Kieran? C-I-A-R-O-N.
Kieran? Kieran?
That's what I said, Kieran.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure, but thank you
if
so
you
much.
If you want your name pronounced better,
please let me know how you say it.
You could call and leave a voicemail. 603-803-3235.
Oh, Kieran. Shit. Speaking of.
Tim,
what?
Your job.
Listen, I am. I'm remembering.
Does
this X-Pax is the first time we've recorded.
Anything to tell us?
Since he sent him in, X-Pax is here. He is probably, I hope.
Hi, this is Dan.
Hi, Dan.
My Discord name is X-Paxis, but I am calling in the month of November, which may be referred to by some folks as Movember, and I'm calling to let you know that I am supporting the charities raising money for men's mental health, which, although it is a myth, is not a myth, and I'd like you to support them. So, basically, this is a voicemail to say, put some money if you can, into men's mental health. It'll be worthwhile. I love you all. Have a wonderful evening. Good night.
Put some money into generic men's mental health.
Mental health.
Yeah.
That is so good.
You know?
Very non-specific generosity required.
Love it. Whew. All right, you ready to play this game?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Bye.
What are we doing?
You are in a Holland fart.
We're headed to the foothills.
That's a place in town.
We rode to Hufflehoff. Yeah. Hufflehoff. What's his name?
Hufflehoff?
I don't know. Did we get Rickrolled? I don't know what's happening. It said ride to Hufflehoff. Yep. And then, Holland fart. Yeah, got that.
Right, and once we get there, we have to rub elbows with the locals in order to get access to the Brass Keep or something. It's been a long time since I was in my own brain. Help me out, GM.
Yeah, you're on your way to the picket by the Brass Keep to find out what the heck is going on with this cave, and they seem to be interested in the Brass Keep, and that setting off big alarm bells for everybody.
Yes, Princess Katarina sent us with a charter with orders,
yes.
So we have to keep it on the down low.
And Green Warden has the paper this time because Mina can't be trusted with it.
No.
Oh, that's right. I have that.
But
thing.
Mina is self-aware that she should not be trusted.
Yes. Which was a good move. You gave it to her.
Mm-hmm.
Said, here, I can't have this.
Plus 2 respect points.
Oh, no. She's keeping track.
I should totally
trouble.
Do that.
That would be so good.
I'm doing this. This is now a page in my notebook, everybody.
Oh, no.
I'm going to level up.
In respect.
Yes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I cannot wait to get town privileges. I will go to the movies.
Jeez. All right. There's an inn here called the Forester's Arms.
Mm-hmm.
A 2-story building that is, you know, a nice welcoming place. Clearly a traveler's inn. Everything is like well-worn, but in a homey way. And it's just got a nice, warm, surprisingly comfortable, like, tavern common room.
That's nice.
Is there a crackling fireplace?
Yes.
Thank you. What is it crackling?
Fire.
Good. Great.
Is there music playing?
Yeah, that's why I was trying to help set the scene.
I don't know why I stumbled over that so much. Fire?
Because it was a dumb question. Because
I was trying to decide if I was going to say
something
fire or wood.
Something that an insane person would ask.
I was trying to think if you were setting me up for something, if I was supposed to think of something there, and I was like, fire? I got nothing. Oh, that was good. But no, it seems like a nice, comfy place. At the end of the last episode, you were all kind of like, oh, wow, this seems like a nice town.
Yes, I have. It's a cute farming village with a farmer stand outside. All I wrote.
Nice. May I do some kind of, gossip check or something to, you know, rub elbows with the locals and see what the talk of the town is?
Sure.
Let's see what happens. 47, so that is 1 success level.
All right. So you're kind of talking, you know, asking around, maybe like, I imagine like walking around with a drink and just kind of not schmoozing, but
I'm actually playing it kind of cool.
Yeah. You meet a woman named Valeria.
Valeria.
Who was just like, she seems like really into what you've got going on with like your group. Like, you're not from Minland?
No.
But you're coming from Minheim?
Yes.
So, like, I'm imagining you talked a little bit already.
Oh, yes, yes. All the traveling and the adventuring. And
adventuring?
Oh, yes. You know, there is so much to see and do in the wide world, you know?
Yeah. What kind of adventuring are you doing? You seem like a eclectic group.
Oh, very eclectic.
Is that an elf with you?
Yeah.
Don't stare.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. She's just like...
Oh, her.
I don't want to say she's just like a normal person because she's really not. You know, like... But still don't stare.
Okay.
She's very knowledgeable about nature in the woods. It's very fascinating.
She's extremely scary.
That too.
Oh, elves are scary.
Well, yep. No, like, she
every
is
single
scary.
One.
Yeah.
We actually met some... elves in the city.
In Minheim?
Yes. They were not scary. They smelled good.
I don't know if that was a true elf head. Like, maybe he was just a gangly thing.
Like, them personally?
Thing.
No, I think that they were elves.
Gangly thing. So where are you heading now, Alf? On another adventure?
We are, doing some...
Work.
Work, yes.
Oh, hi.
We are working.
Well, what kind of work?
The kind that pays.
Traveling work? I do a lot of traveling, too. I go back and forth a lot between Mindheim places.
Oh, what do you do?
Mostly porter kind of thing. I got like a mule and wagon, you know.
Oh, like you bring things back and
forth? Yeah, haul stuff around.
Oh, cool. Do you do like foodstuffs or like other like products?
Usually not food goods.
Oh, okay. Because probably farmers do that themselves?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's safer to take things that won't attract like bears and beastmen.
Oh, yeah. One time we had a boat and we took wine down the river.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Doesn't have a lot of smell when it's all bottled up.
And then we hauled wood.
Even better. Yeah. I get a lot of wood in this town here. They produce quite a bit of lumber.
Yeah. And then you take it.
Yeah.
To the city.
Sometimes.
And then they build.
Yeah. So they do with wood.
Yeah.
Or burn it, I guess.
That makes sense.
You get a nice crackle going.
They can have a crackle and fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you ship to the Brass Keep?
Yeah.
What do you bring?
Whatever is going that way.
Mm. Do they, I hear there's a picket so that you can't get too close to the Brass Keep. So whereabouts do you end up purveying your goods?
Well, the camp there.
The camp there.
Yeah. There's an army. So they need stuff all the time.
Yeah.
Are they nice to you, the army?
They're all right.
You rub elbows with the quartermaster then?
Yeah. He's the one I deliver to.
Does he have a name, or are we just going to refer to him as the quartermaster?
No, his name is Habicht.
He deal with you pretty straight then?
Oh, yeah. He's been good to work with.
Might be a good person to know once we get there.
What's one of the cheaper things you sell? To the picket, to that camp.
Cheaper thing.
Yeah, like something you would like, you know, like give them a tiny charge for.
Oh, well,
I mean, it's not really worth my time to do a tiny charge.
What about like a reckless charge?
Damn it. As soon as he looked down, I was like, no, he's setting up for a stupid attack joke.
I'm going to give you one more, and then we're insisting on a moratorium.
We're actually both. They were both attacks.
Wait, what? First tiny charge?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Who has that?
Chin Chow. And then reckless charge on Casper
Lucky.
Kid.
This Lucky is the one you should be charge. Staring at is the wizard.
Pen missile.
He's just often speaking in tongues. And you don't have to smack him, but I do smack him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
oh,
he always gets me with one of those surprise attacks.
His name is Villus Habicht.
Villus.
W-I-L-L-U-S, and then have H-A-B-I-C-H-T. I don't know how to pronounce it, so it's going to be Habicht.
I think I'll probably refer to him as Quartermaster, who somebody knows the name of.
Really rammed that in there.
Yeah, ram.
Yep.
So I go to the picket sometimes.
So, like, in your time supplying them, they are the picket, you know, they make sure that nothing happens with the Brass Keep. Do they, like, you can tell. Look at me. I love a good fight. Do they do any fighting, or are they just, like, watching?
No, they just kind of watching.
Has anything exciting happened anytime recently, you know?
No, nothing. I've never heard of
it. Not a lot of changes in organization or strategy, from what you can tell.
I don't know much about strategy. I'm just a merchant, sort of.
Let me ask you this. On your way there, do you find the need to travel in a group? Like, is there danger on the roads?
Oh, there's always danger in the Empire, yeah.
Would you suggest that there is an encounter that may to you appear random on the way there? That maybe you could fill us in on what we're likely to encounter?
I mean, once in a while, I gotta really get the giddy up going in the mules and get the cart out of there, but I've always been able to outrun everything.
Right, and these mules, are they, like, dire mules?
No.
Okay, then.
What are you outrunning?
Whatever's out there, you know?
Probably like beastmen.
Like bears, beastmen, goblins. Bandits. There's all kinds of bandits sometimes, yeah.
Bandits, like human bandits.
Oh, yeah.
That is horrible.
They're some of the worst.
Green Warden, humans are the worst.
I know
you know. I'm starting to realize I agree more and more with your philosophy.
I know. Oh, well, it was nice talking with you.
Yes, it was nice talking to you. Please, you know, be safe on the road. I will, you know, think of you. And it is good that you do not transport any kind of, like, produce or food goods, because we saw one instance in Middenheim of food goods that, you know, rotted spontaneously. So it was very suspicious and smelly.
I do have some ale with me right now. I hope it doesn't go rotten, but...
Not if you drink it fast enough.
Then I won't make any money. All right, bye.
Bye.
She, like, leaves the tavern.
Okay. Sorry I jumped in there. I mean, I know that was your conversation, but I had a couple choice zingers. I just had to get in.
You know I'm not good with the words.
That's okay.
I'm working on it.
You are saying more of them. I don't know if their quality is any higher, but
no.
If you, you know, it's a blunderbuss type of approach.
That's true. If I just throw enough
just of them throw out all there, of the words in there, yeah.
Hopefully some will stick, and I'm trying not to do it in like an intimidating and scary way. You know, I'm trying to do less with brawn.
Build the contrast so when you do have to rough someone up, they'll be not expecting it.
Yeah.
They'll be like, oh, what a nice lady talking to me. And there's her fist.
And there it is. I've and just
you,
gotten
shit. You like remembered to ask her stuff about herself too, which was good.
Yeah.
Good job.
Thank you. I blunderbussed that conversation.
You're going to turn conversation and charisma into one of your greatest strengths.
Maybe. I mean, my fellowship is up to a 48.
I was legit going to throw them.
for audio listeners, Tim held up a card to the camera because it said strength, right? And then Ben tried to take the cards out of his hand.
No, if he had done that, it would have been a great drop. You could almost call it gravitational drop.
Damn.
If I can just say, my fellowship is higher than my actual strength.
Really?
Yeah, my fellowship is a 48 now, and my strength is a 40.
Your weapons are that good.
Yeah, I mean, strength is almost not as important as weapon skill in combat in this game.
Nope.
Or anything else anybody wants to do tonight?
I'd like to sleep. Put my feet up to the fire. I'm going to transition into warm woolen socks.
Ooh.
And maybe have a nice little nightcap.
Okay.
And pretend like I'm a kindly old grandfather.
And enjoy the crackling fire.
That's correct.
It's crackling real nice.
It's a good crackle.
And then lull someone into the unsuspecting moment where you punch them.
Wait, what, with my hands? Have you seen these things?
They're delicate tools.
What, are you insane?
Is the nightcap like headwear or a beverage?
Yeah, a little bit of both.
Okay. Yes.
Beverage in the hat.
Yeah.
Yep. So no one can spike it with unpleasant beverage. Sometimes they do.
I have had friends put bad beverages in my hats before, and it's never great.
I don't know if we're friends.
You've never put anything in my hats before.
That was so quick.
That was good. That was good.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Poor Lucky.
I'll get some broth.
Have some broth about it.
About it.
What are you looking at?
Nothing. Don't worry.
Is Green Warden staying outside of the tavern area? I know that she deigned to come inside to tell us all that humans were bad. Did she immediately withdraw afterward?
For the record, I didn't say humans were bad. Nina did. I agreed.
Yeah, but you were waiting for it.
Yes, I was.
Like semantics. A puma.
Believe it or not, it's actually winter. So she is going to probably stay upstairs inside.
I mean, you can get the usual room for the four of you, unless she really wants her own room.
She doesn't have money for her own room, so.
Fair.
Is staying upstairs, like, more inside than on the bottom floor? Like, is that going into a cave and going down, but, like, you're kind of going into a house and going up?
What,
that,
like, what question is this?
I was as far as someone that doesn't like to be inside, I feel like staying on the bottom floor would be more like closer to the ground or whatever.
Easier escape routes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I understand that.
Versus like staying in the tall tower or something.
But she's very tall, so she could just like dangle from the window and she's already there.
Oh, that's true.
It's not really dangling if your feet touch the ground, is it?
Right, no.
Would your feet touch the ground from the second floor? Are you that tall?
I don't think I'm actually that tall.
But I bet her horse would come and get her.
Do elves use stilts ever?
No.
Oh my god, what?
I was just asking.
It's the usual. I'm trying to read something. I just hear a snippet. Do elves wear stilts ever?
Well, we saw a bunch of like street fair stuff. And there were stilts coming out. It was one of the attractions. We went to it and we saw it.
There was no contest.
Of course.
None.
Miss Amy.
Of course there was.
Yeah, there was contest.
Did you have a card that says stilts on it?
No, I don't. I'm trying to play the game.
Okay, we need to take this seriously. Sorry.
That's having fun.
Yeah. All right. We're hitting the hay now.
I'm not hitting any hay. I'm sleeping on it. Did it? Sorry.
I'm not interacting with hay of any sort. I'll just sleep while standing up.
Or fall asleep in the chair by the fire.
Oh, no, that's true. I probably don't make it to the room.
I imagine you'd fall asleep real quick because that sounds real comfy.
Holding his nightcap.
Actual important question. I forgot your name. I'm sorry.
Jessica's or Green Warden's?
That one. Do elves have bunk beds? And if you don't, do you want to make one with me?
No.
That you don't have bunk beds?
No.
Okay, so you want
to make... I'm not sleeping in a space.
I don't...
Adjoining yours.
Listen, this was not a invitation to sleep on a bunk bed with me. You are tall and you are strong, and I figured you wouldn't mind putting a bed on top of another bed. What you do after that, I don't give a damn. But I would like to be on one of those beds that are on top of the other beds.
Is there a reason that you're not asking me? Is this just how you feel like you connect with people, is to ask them to make a bunk bed with you?
Yes, Mina and I became actually rather close after we made bunk beds together and did very good at it.
That is true.
That's actually true.
Yeah.
So yes.
Is this why you keep on sort of pulling one bed and then looking to me and sighing?
Yeah. I just, you know.
Look at these hands. Yeah. I can't lift anything.
Well, this is like a pillow. You can help.
Help with a pillow.
It builds teamwork, and then we get like muscle memories or something.
Muscle memories. Okay, I'm out. One of you take him.
You've never made it to the room.
I mean, true. You help me make a bunk bed real quick, so that everyone else is dicks.
Okay. What are you rolling for?
Huh? To make a bunk bed.
It's been a long time.
It's not just something that you can just do. You have to practice.
It's usually a strength test.
Yes. I got this successful.
We've failed a lot of bunk bed making before.
The first, I don't know, 20 episodes, there's a lot of bunk beds made.
Don't just go in there all cavalier.
How did Lucky do?
I got a 26. I crushed it.
Okay, so you able to put beds together and make a bunk bed.
Thank you, Mina.
Yeah, no,
I appreciate your help.
I'll take the bottom bunk.
What?
I'll take the bottom bunk.
You're gonna, okay.
Yeah.
All
right. You like the top, right?
I would. Magic? Yeah, puts me closer to the magic.
I think it was the second inn they ever stayed in. They like failed the test, so they kept clonking the bed around, and the proprietor actually came up and yelled at him. And he was a halfling. It was great. So good.
I'll climb up on my top bunk, and I'll cuddle up, and I'll fall asleep.
Does anybody need to roll for wounds?
No. Green Ward will be sleeping on the floor because she's too tall for the human beds. So this works out well for her, actually. There's more floor space.
All right. Next morning, we're on to the second leg of the journey. It's already been a day and a half, but second leg. Hohenfart to Lindenheim and then Fernlink's Tower. Again, because Webby did that research, he knows it's about 10 miles to Lindenheim and another 10 to the tower, but the road is fair, but it becomes steeper as it climbs into the mountain. We'll be starting to actually enter the middle mountains during this leg. If you ride full pelt, it'll take a day to get to Fernlang's Tower. You can stop in Lindenheim, like for lunch, to, you know, like water the horses and whatnot. At an easy pace, it'll take you 2 days to get there.
Are there places to stop if we take the 2 days, or that's the place where we would water the horses?
It would like, yeah, it would take you like a day to get to Lindenheim instead of...
I think we pushed hard to get the first leg of the journey done. Maybe we just take it easy.
Yes, I think that would be kinder to the horses. What do you think, Green Warden?
We travel hard yesterday or the day before?
Day before. You traveled easy yesterday.
Oh, never mind then.
That's fine. It was an easy ride to home.
Full tank of gas. Yeah, let's go then.
How much further do we have to go after Felon Guest Tower?
Let's see if you're on... So... Furling's Tower is here, and then you're really in the mountains on switchbacks back and forth up to the Brass Keep and the Picket. It's after Furling's Tower, it's another 2 to 3 days.
We're going to want to ride easy for the last bit, the steeper it gets.
Okay.
So if we're going to try to get speed, now would be better off.
Okay.
Then.
Okay.
Are we on actually a timeline? Is there a need to rush? If there's no need to rush, then don't rush. Don't wear the horses out for no reason.
Well, we know that there's like some skullduggery afoot or whatever, and I think the sooner that we get there...
That's on a long timeline, though. These Skaven have been making tunnels and causing mischief for months.
Well, yeah, so like, what if like the difference between a month and 3 days was like them having a big gun ready and a month and a day, they'd still be putting it together and we get the drop on them or
right.
something.
Good point, but shut up, because Green Warden is our person that we ask for decisions on how fast to travel and how to travel.
She was asking us a question.
No. She was telling you the correct thing to do and you didn't hear it.
She asked us a question, and I was trying to answer it after you answered her question with a question, which is, in fact, very rude to do. But I was trying to kind of skip past that part.
He'll just go all day.
Yes, you both will.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like being grouped in with that, although...
You also love talking.
Yeah, I can't really mount a defense against that. In any case, I'm advocating for your position. Let's just take it easy.
So taking a nice easy ride?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So you reach Lindenheim after a day's travel. So I'll move the whole party to Lindenheim.
Since we're having such nice, easy travels, and, you know, I don't know exactly how many days of downtime we'll have in terms of advocating for doing research and stuff, but is there any chance that we can get some downtime?
While you're riding?
Yeah.
Like, it's pretty chill ride.
It's very chill.
What do you want?
I'm wearing my sunglasses and everything.
It is kind of bright with the snow.
I got those auto darkening lenses.
Oh, those.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
Those are nice when you go outside, but I hear they're a pain when you go back in and they take too long to.
It's so that other people can't see whether or not I have my eyes open.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Tell me about it, Dan. How do your glasses feel? This city seems...
My glasses don't do that. I heard her. That's what my dad says.
Now, Daniel, when I go inside, sometimes I can't see for a little while.
Yep.
Yeah, the fogging happens too, and then I can't see things either. I just take my glasses off. This mountain appears close to where it's... Would she recognize this as the mountain near the fight with the griffin? She wants to do some scouting if we're going to be in the area, because it's an easy ride. See if there's any Skaven activity.
Oh, because Glad Bike's over there. I mean, that's still like 10 miles away.
Okay.
Maybe a little less. I mean, like 8 miles over here to Glad Bike. Like to try to scout through the mountains. Like,
I just want to see generalities of if they have crawled over the side of the mountain. Because they came down into that little valley right in here. Right? This is where we fought Griffin stuff.
Ish, yeah.
Yeah. She wants to see if they've ranged this far.
Okay. Give me a track or outdoor survival to see if you can find any signs of Skaven.
Stop making up skills, Dan. No one's ever heard of those.
That is 6 levels success on tracking.
Wow. Okay.
She knows her ass from a hole in the ground for sure.
Over here, you would notice like a lack of any evidence of Skaven. Like, you don't think you missed any. You think there just isn't any. But there's plenty of other things that you know to be on the lookout for, like goblins.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because you heard that there were more goblin activity in this region anyway, around Glad Bike.
Any greenskins? No? None of that?
Goblins or greenskins?
Both? Just yes, honestly. She doesn't like either of them.
Yeah.
Like, how much activity are we talking?
Not a lot.
Scat?
Which direction?
Everywhere.
Good. Good, 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 good.
Like,
good.
Into the mountains or into the forests?
For the goblin stuff?
Yeah.
More of the forests.
That's annoying.
Down to the south there. Not on your path.
All right, note to self, come back this way.
Because the poop will be cold by then, or?
To kill the things that are leaving the shit behind.
Do you ever find somebody else who's doing the same thing that you are?
Frequently.
Really?
Are you not also trying to get rid of chaos agents?
Oh, no, I meant in, like, the scouting sense of the thing. Like, do you ever find somebody who's trying to keep a low profile and scouting around, and then you both come out from behind a tree and go, ah, I thought I was the only one here.
No. If you've done it right, then you'll never be the surprised one.
Maybe the other person was just better at it then.
Then they hid from me better than I hid from them. They wouldn't get surprised by me. They'd know I was there and leave.
So now we're also being watched by an even more stealthy elf.
You know, I am surprised that we have never met anyone else, like, in the city who's like, hey, we should probably, like, break up these cults and, like, prevent this demon from being summoned.
Yeah, actually, that is very surprising.
It's just the way of cities. They get used to things real quick.
And they enjoy pulling the wool over their own eyes. They think the walls keep them safe.
Yeah. They are stupid.
Walls have been one of our most dangerous.
You are, frequently.
God, we are the worst.
It's true. Better to put the walls around everyone else.
Simple. Start to settle in Lindenheim here, figure out what you're doing for the night. Actually, I'll give you a little description. Lindenheim is just a trading post. It says with the surrounding community of smallholders and foresters. There's a simple inn here called the Orchard View. And that's really about it. And as you're taking a look at this little, you know, stopping point, really, everybody give me a challenging perception test.
Oh, I forgot I could do this.
Do you want to use the one I rolled, or?
Oh, wait.
Hell. Ooh. Ben uses new Stein.
I failed.
Those are cool dice, but a little hard to read.
They are difficult to read.
I'm going to eat one of them.
Jingle Bell dice?
Yeah.
You got a problem.
I'm going to make you eat the D4.
Listen.
It'll hurt.
Deal.
Seven's astounding perception test.
What was that?
A crumb from a cookie from earlier.
On my tongue.
I can't believe I made that. What? All right, so I know Webby didn't make it. Anybody make it?
Seven. Yes.
Crushed it. I got an 11, so that's like a bunch.
So Webby,
how many did you have?
I got a 4.
Ah, nice. I got a 5.
No. I got a 4 on a 70. 7 success levels.
Oh. No. I don't see the neat reason to play Harris, but I guess if we're taking the legs...
Did you know we're in a competition, Tim? We are.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
That's...
Ever hugs for everybody?
Hair.
Yeah.
Hair apparent.
I'm just impressed that you find me competition.
Oh!
Hey!
Well played.
So Webby's too busy trying to figure out why the place is called Orchard View when there's clearly no orchard anywhere.
I was going to ask if their wine selection was decent, but it sounds like no.
There's no orchard in sight around Lindenheim at all. But those of you that pass the test, you see a person like galloping on a like small, like a pony towards you and like waving an arm trying to get your attention.
Is it like a child? Like it's a pony, so it's small.
Like a halfling?
No, it's a person. It looks like a human.
A human, right?
Child?
Like a child? Like
no.
A small size?
Armored?
A regular size?
What? Oh, God.
Armored.
But don't look at my screen.
I wasn't. I was looking at someone else's screen.
Oh, God.
I was asking if he was armored. Like in any kind of armor, livery.
No, they look like wearing not quite rags, but they do have some colors of Middenheim on them. You can see, but they're mostly wearing like a big thick cloak, and they have a big old like fuzzy hat.
Are they coming from the road or from the?
From the road, from the direction you just came.
I'll wave back. Hello.
Wait, from the way we just came? Like they're behind us?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Did like we maybe forget up. Something?
Like trying to catch up to us?
That could be. It'd be really easy to catch up to us because we're taking such a lackadaisical approach.
Wow.
Lackadaisical?
Sure, whatever.
Did we maybe forget to like leave our room keys? Did we forget to unbunk the beds?
Oh, fuck.
We always forget to
unbunk. That's a surcharge.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not going to get your security deposit back.
No. Dang it.
So this person rides up rather speedily. And then, like, comes to a stop not far from you. And they look like this on Foundry. Mm,
it's a woman.
Oh, God.
What? What is, why, what was so
never
horrible?
Mind.
What
I'm do you walking see? Away.
Oh, hell yeah.
Looks horrifying.
Let's go.
How so?
Oh, all the pictures are in black and white. I was like, this is a vampire lady or something. The gold on the head threw me off. I was like, oh, she looks sickly.
The, what's the word I'm looking for?
She got a snaggle tooth.
So does Jewel, but everyone loves her.
Portraits are pretty much always in black and white, yeah.
But there was color on this one.
There's a little bit. Little spot color.
And a knife. Okay, she got a snaggle tooth and a knife, which Jewel didn't have a knife.
That's larger than a knife if it's on her back.
That's true.
It's probably a piker's.
And she's got this like weird headdress with a gold skull and some bones on it.
Looks like a bird skull.
It does look like a bird skull.
I'm immediately smitten.
Angular.
Now that you see here, I want everybody to give me a challenging intuition test.
One success level.
Two success levels.
Oh.
Two success levels.
Negative one.
So everybody but Lucky, you realize that under her cloak, you see some of the colors of Middenheim, and she's wearing the not uniform, but I guess kind of uniform, like leather armor of a sewer jack.
Oh.
Wow.
Is this Fimber? I never looked him in the eyes. I couldn't tell you what he looked like.
Oh, where did Boris sleep last night?
Oh, he's dead.
On the fourth bed, because Green Warden slept on the floor.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Smart.
It was very kind of her.
It was.
Lucky didn't notice that, because he was too busy trying to figure out if she was single.
Yeah. I don't know, based on Tim's reaction, I don't know if Lucky would.
Ah.
Fimber, it's wonderful to see you again.
She's a living creature. He wants to know if she's single.
Fair. She's like, I didn't know if I was going to catch up to you.
And you are?
I am Raina Moose. I am former captain of the Superjacks in Middenheim.
Former?
I resigned.
Oh, because you need to get out of the sewer? They don't let you leave the sewer unless you're ready to go?
Well, no, it was fine, but things have gotten bad.
We've been gone for like 2 days. What's going on?
Well, maybe not for a lot of people, but for people like in my situation. And I thought it'd be best to find you and try to make up for things.
What's your situation?
While she's talking, everybody give me a difficult minus 10 perception test.
I got a 7.
I'm too overcome with concern for Fimber to perceive anything in particular.
What type of test?
Hard, or difficult, minus 10, perception.
Perception, a negative 2.
Negative 2.
I rolled a 7.
Okay, I was gonna say, it's down to Mina. I thought I remember you saying something good. So, it kind of tracks. Mina's the only one to notice she's missing one of her incisors. Danny's making a face. And you note that those bones that you mm-hmm, said something about mm-hmm, on her
mm-hmm,
hat
mm-hmm,
seem to be more yellow than just bone colored.
And probably like rodent bones.
It might not be a bird skull, but maybe a rat.
She's part of the yellow pee-pee cult. or whatever.
Can I make a roll?
Yellow fang.
To tell what kind of bones they are?
You can make a roll to charge.
What am I? What should I roll?
You have lore beasts?
Probably.
I think you do.
I do have lore beasts.
Aha!
Nah, I can't tell.
Oh.
I don't want to look at her face too hard. She's a human.
It's a monster.
Yeah, no. Mm-mm. -4.
So what do you mean a person like you?
Well, it's just I made some bad choices while I was in Middenheim.
Oh?
Let's try specificity.
Like becoming a sewer jack?
Like moving into the city?
Good one.
Why are we giving her the 9th degree? She's trying to make up for something bad she probably did. What's just the let 9th degree? It. What? It's between 8 and 10.
Oh, okay.
I am going to also ask for a little more specificity, and I'm going to move my hand, you know, kind of like to my hip.
She holds up her hands
to show that they're empty,
and she's like,
"Coming to help."
Well, if would you mind moving this conversation inside? It's pretty cold out.
Yeah. Yes. Why don't we go inside and get something nice and warm to eat?
That sounds lovely.
Come on, Reyna. You look like you are quite tired from your hasty travels. She looks very long in the tooth.
Yeah, which is wild because we weren't even moving that fast.
She didn't look that old.
And Mina like points very obviously at her incisor.
I think that Mina's just tired.
Yeah. It's not like her to be so catty.
No, she's pretty weird.
No, she's mousy. That's how she's described, small and mousy.
I'm talking about Mina.
Oh.
Wow.
Every time Mina does something out of character, I just assume that she's channeling one of her various strange and bizarre uncles.
Right. Yeah. Fair, yeah.
Green Warden notices like your actions and shares a look with you, but doesn't ask now.
Yeah, let's go inside so you can tell us all about how Fimber is doing.
She keeps saying this name that I don't know who Fimber is.
Yeah?
Fimber was a dwarf sewer jack that we met one time.
Oh.
Are they different, like,
He wasn't in my crew.
Different crews?
The dwarves usually kept to themselves, so and the halflings do.
That's just like them.
He says a bunch of crazy stuff. He's probably going to tell you he's a doctor. Just kind of roll with it.
Okay, I'm probably going to tell you some crazy stuff, too.
Cool.
Okay.
Well, I like crazy.
Get the table.
So you head into the orchard view. Yes. This place is not nearly as nice as the Forester's Rest or whatever the last one was called.
Well, that makes sense.
They do have a fire going. It doesn't have as nice of a crackle, though.
I still it's got...
The wood they used was a little wet still.
I've already so got my boots off.
Popping.
Sizzling.
Foamy.
Yeah.
Foaming nasty means foam. Sap. Means green wood. Means poor choice.
Exactly.
Probably fine.
I don't know what you would know about wood. But... This is people territory.
Episode title. This is people territory.
I already wrote down a blunderbuss of words. I thought it was a good one.
That's a good one. It is.
So good. You all get comfortable by the fire. Reyna, you should probably take your boots off as well and get toasty. Lucky, will you help me order everyone's food and your broth at
take
the bar?
Take her boots off? Sure.
No, you don't take her.
I'll give her my spare nightcap.
Yeah, I'll order. You want me to order food?
You're going to order your broth.
Oh, okay.
I will order the food, but come with me to the bar to help me so I can carry all this.
All right. I am strong at carrying food.
When we get to the bar, we will order everything. And then I will say, Lucky.
Yeah.
She is missing an incisor. Like all the people who were like involved with the Yellow Fang.
Right, but she's a good guy now.
She's the captain of the sewer jacks.
Well, no, she's not. She's retired. She just said.
I just realized how much of a hang-up this is for Lucky.
Why?
Like, someone's trying to, like, redeem themselves. Yeah. Like, you're like, no, they're good now. It's fine.
No, they're good. They already said it.
But I don't trust her.
Why?
Because she was bad once.
Literally all of us have been.
No, I know, but, like, I don't think we should jump to trust her. You know what? I think we should, like, be a little cautious.
Oh, fair.
You know?
Yeah.
I think we should, like, crawl to trust her.
Have we ever, and this is mostly just because I don't remember, ever run across somebody that was like trying to repent for the bad stuff they did and then turned out to actually be bad still? Or have they all been good like Franz?
I don't think we've ever met anybody like Franz, honestly.
Right now, right? This could be our new Franz.
Maybe. I don't know. But
Bors did something bad and redeemed himself.
I don't even think what he did was that bad, to be honest.
I agree.
Like, he stole a little bit of
stuff. He killed a man!
How many men have I killed? I can't even count that high. I'm not super numerate. I don't care.
I'm just saying, just because she's missing a tooth, there's a lot of nice people out there that are missing teeth, and just give her a chance, and I will treat her with a level of skepticism that is probably under what you would like me to, but more than Webby would expect me to.
Okay, and I promise I will not kill her right away.
I appreciate that.
Okay.
GM reminder to Tim that Mina's lost two teeth.
I know, that's what I was referencing.
Oh, okay.
But I also don't keep them on the necklace. Not saying that she has a necklace. I do not know if she has a necklace, but typically they do keep them on the necklace.
Well, maybe she don't got that necklace anymore.
Maybe.
And if that, you know, group isn't important to her anymore, she probably wouldn't have it or would be willing to get rid of it.
That's true.
To renounce her.
I just worry, what if she is conning us into some kind of Skaven trap?
I think we have a pretty good sense of character and we're rather perceptive to try to see those types of things coming.
I am glad.
Jess's face.
I am glad that Green Warden is on our team now.
Oh, but she's not an elf, so she's just going to hate her out of the gate.
Yup.
Yes.
She's made her feelings very clear on this.
Green Warden just calls from over by the fire because she can hear him.
Yep, she can literally hear everything, which is why I didn't ask you to come over and do this because I knew you could hear the whole conversation.
I am, just for the record, foreboding, like menacingly standing, arms crossed next to this woman who's probably trying to warm her feet by the fire.
She's doing her best to try to ignore you.
Can I
not look at, certainly not make eye contact.
I'd like to engage her in conversation. Miss Sewerjack, please.
Can we just imagine this scene where they're sitting across from each other and Green Warden's actually standing behind Webby with that look of like don't mess around.
Like the angry dad. Uh-huh.
Angry mom.
I love it.
Angry mom.
Every so often, I'll like shoot you a glance and like wiggle my eyebrows, but you have no idea what that could mean.
None at all.
Meanwhile,
he also doesn't know. He's just saying hi.
Just doing it.
Bors is sitting at a chair between the two of them, just looking back and forth like a tennis match.
That sounds right.
And Lucky and Mina are furtively whispering to each other and like messing with the bowls and stuff like that. Mina's like, but do you have a truth serum?
Yeah.
At the bar behind us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then put it in her food.
Well, you got to chew it a whole bunch, then fall asleep.
So, Miss Sewerjack, tell me, is there some sort of turf war type of situation between the human Sewerjacks and the dwarf Sewerjacks? Also, I assumed it was a men's profession.
A lot of people think that, but it's a turf war? No, they just kind of do their own thing. I mean, we communicate. They kind of have their areas, and we got ours.
What would you say are the more human-type areas? Because to the layperson, myself as a doctor that I am, I think of them as sewers all.
Oh, well, you know, the dwarves usually cover in the wind, because that's where the dwarf quarter of the city is, and the halflings, they cover a lot of it, because they're quick.
They can get through those little vents.
Yeah. And then we got most of the west side of the city and the north a bit.
Do you have, like, secret handshakes?
If for I your did, own I couldn't crew? Tell you because it's secret.
Why did you retire?
That's a good question. That's a good point.
I was kind of forced to resign.
Because?
By outside forces. I really wanted to talk about it with all of you here.
But when they get here, you're just...
Mina, get over here.
All right.
Now you're just going to get tortured to death or something.
What?
Oh, don't mind me. It's just slip of the teeth.
Before you head back, the guy at like the bar is like, oh, we ain't got no food tonight.
No food at all? Do you have drinks?
Yeah.
Like ale or...
Oh, yeah, actually, I got a delivery last night.
Oh, I bet from someone very cute, right? A cute little lady.
I was a lady, yeah.
Yeah. I know her.
Oh.
We're friends.
All right. Yeah, I can give you some of that.
Do you have any old water that used to have food in it?
No.
Ah.
Do you have any bread?
No, I said I don't have any food.
Like none at all?
I've already answered this question. You want ale?
Yeah.
You got coin?
Yes. God, do you know who I am?
How many? Do you mean to actually say that?
How many teeth is this guy missing, Annie?
Are you doing it?
He's missing 27?
Are you doing a survey?
What? He's missing almost all of them? Did you roll two D10?
Yeah, two D10.
No, one D10.
Oh.
He's gonna be missing more if he's not careful.
Five.
Oh, I was hoping he rolled like two again.
He's gonna knock his block off. Yes, may I please have five ales, please?
Yep.
Oh,
how much? But what will the rest of you drink?
Oh, six. I'm sorry.
But what will the rest of you drink? All right, so you all reconvene around this lady. She has taken off her boots and trying to warm up her feet. Webby, you would immediately recognize that she's got a bad case of athlete's foot.
Nice. How long you been cultivating that?
She's like, sorry, and she like picks some of it off.
Do you mind if I just...
flicks into the fire.
I'm just gonna...
I will hand an ale to Green Warden and say, I'm so sorry, this is terrible.
I'm gonna hold it.
Okay.
I think you got a bunion on a mole. This is great.
You're just picking at it.
Yeah.
In my family, we name our bunions.
It's a bunch of fungus. I forget what it actually... I know it's a fungus, athlete's foot. I forget what it's actually...
like a bunion is not a fungus.
What the like medical term for it is.
No, bunion isn't. A bunioid is...
Ooh.
And a funion is a really great chip.
Sneaky snack.
Tough actin to actin. So what's your story?
So... I was convinced when I got to Mindenheim, I was in a bad spot.
For sure, yeah.
I kind of ended up working there because I met these people that convinced me that we had a higher calling as people to make way for the master race.
Who are these people?
Well, I mean, I think they're all dead now, but...
Okay, that's good.
But so I work closely... helping get information to the master race. I shouldn't call them that anymore.
You can call them the Yellow Fang. We know.
No, the Fang at the master race.
The Skaven.
Well, the Skaven, yeah, but you were...
Skaven. Yeah. That's it.
But you were working with the Yellow Fang.
We just always called them the masters.
Right.
Oh.
That's so cool.
You were with the Skaven? Yo, we killed so many of you guys.
Well, not you guys.
Well, so...
Okay, so you were convinced to work with Slash for them. Okay, continue.
Yeah, and after you guys have been really messing stuff up for them, and they got real upset about it.
yeah.
So the last couple of days, they basically just killed everyone. That was part of the Yellow Fang. I barely got out of there. Only because I was able to see some information. You know, I got some information ahead of time.
Wait.
Oh, my goodness.
They just kind of culled the whole cult.
The Skaven.
Wait, yeah. But why?
Because they were mad at us.
That's a weird... I don't know much about secretive organizations, although I'm open to joining one. But to my understanding, one does not call their own ranks in a fit of pique.
So
that's actually hasn't been our experience at all.
Really?
Normally, yeah, the first cult that we were dealing with literally set up their entire cult to be eaten by a big old eye because
it was a big sacrifice.
They kind of do that shit. Yeah.
Oh, that was real?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just assumed because.
No, that was real. Yeah.
Okay. Oh.
To be fair, the people didn't know that was going to happen. They got tricked into it.
Yes.
But she's like, no, the Skaven, they do that all the time. They say, oh, you stupid, blah, blah, and they kill them. Usually when they mess up, they blame it on someone else. And then, so the humans were completely disposable to them. And they messed up too much because you guys kept foiling their plans and whatnot, so they killed them all.
I mean, I love a disposable human, but that's just wasteful.
So what was the information you got ahead of time? That they were going to do that or something else?
No, she said she escaped just barely.
Yeah.
So what brings you to us now? Why come clean? Why not tell this to, you know, Commander Schutzman or people in the watch?
I don't know if they would listen.
How did you find us?
We've been tracking you for a while.
Who's we?
But the Skaven, they've been watching what you're doing.
So by we, you mean the Skaven that you're still partied with?
Well, I knew that you had left the city going to the picket, so I just went this way. And I found you in town. I caught up with you here.
And how many Skaven are you dragging?
Hopefully none, but probably some.
And what was your goal in catching up to us?
Well, just I realized that they know Master Race.
Right.
That just really feels like a you situation to come to terms with. I don't see why we're part of this.
Well, I thought maybe I could help. You've done so much to stop them so far. I thought maybe I could do something to help you stop them more.
Yeah, absolutely. Welcome to the party.
I'll let you know what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, any information that you have, we will happily take that, assuming that it's still what their plan is and that they're not going to change, you know?
Okay. Well, I'm going to excise you from the conversation, Miss Not a Sewer Jack, really.
I was.
Nah, I don't believe that anymore. Let's talk amongst the four of ourselves and also the murderer who's hanging out with us.
As you go to get up, you hear this little and a knife
of course
is thrown into her neck, and she just goes,
she did say,
and
she
blood starts pouring out. Mm-hmm. And we'll see what happens next time. 295.
She would have been such a great party member.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Ugh.
Could have Yay. Made such a Dennis out of
death.
You still could.
I had just finished on her feet, too. Gave her a nice pedicure.
I'm pretty sure you just harvested samples from her.
Mm. I don't harvest.